Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I thought that we did a better job in week two, certainly, than we did in week one. I thought it got away from us down the stretch as we wore down. I think they maybe had 50 yards or so in the last scoring drive, for example. And so we're just simply going to get back to work.
Mike Tomlin thought the run defense was better on Sunday. And I guess he was technically right. They gave up 182 rushing yards in week one, and they didn't give up quite that much in week two. I would say, though, when you give up a third and goal from the 19-yard line, which had never happened before, by the way, in the history of the NFL, that your run defense is not in a good spot. So that's the last thing you wanted to hear yesterday, Jason. Oh, we were better. Really? And, by the way, they've given up 299 rushing yards in two games, which has now happened four times in Mike Tomlin's tenure. You want to guess how many times that happened in Bill Cowher's tenure, Jason?
I'm going to go with none.
Zero times. That is correct.
What do I win?
You win the opportunity to do the next 3 hours and 21 minutes of radio with me.
Woo!
Yeah. It is pathetic how far this defense has fallen. And a texter wrote in about a half hour ago, well, we can't expect TJ to get to the quarterback when the run defense is as bad as it is. I mean, is he not also part of the run defense? And I realize they're running away.
I mean, I see what they're saying.
From TJ Watt, but like, there were still.
Here's what we can expect, Adam. We can expect the run defense to be a lot better than it is. And that's going to help TJ Watt. And yes, he's part of the run defense.
Well, also, I think it's a little short-sighted to say, oh, if they. They're giving up the run, so they're not going to have the opposition in bad down and distance situations. I think it was nine times that Seattle was in third and nine or longer last week. I mean, they're not going to run the ball on third and nine or longer, except for the one time they did with Kenneth Walker III on that 19-yard touchdown run. They're dropping back to pass. It's third and nine. Whatever happened before, that doesn't matter. What matters is go win your matchup and get Sam Darnold, not Fran Tarkenton, on the ground.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what's been happening so much that's frustrating is that, you know, we were talking TJ Watt last segment, and you want to see the sack production, and all of that, I think, is a fair criticism. But, like, I will, you know, go to the other side of things here for a second. He is commanding a lot of people. Other people have to win their matchups. Other people have to get the guy on the ground, make a play when it's there to be made. Like, TJ Watt, no, he's compensated a lot. He's not supposed to do everything. He's not supposed to take on a double, triple team and make that play. The person that's freed up to make that play needs to make the tackle, be in the right spot, preferably both. That has not happened. I don't want to hear about communication issues. This is far enough down the road. Make the play. You know, we can't sit here and say, oh, they should spend more money on defense. No, we can't sit here and say, oh, this is the fourth day. Just have some patience with it. No, this is the beginning of their season where, oh, by the way, the end of their schedule is pretty difficult. You'd like to see them make some hay now. They're not doing it. I mean, that was a winnable game, a game they need to win. Like, you need to get off to a strong start given how things are structured. And what you set out to do, and you mentioned big picture last segment. This is a good way of attacking it, I think. This is the goal. This was the goal. This is what you set out to do in the draft. You're not good enough against the run. So you orient all of your offseason efforts towards something like this, be it scheme, be it personnel, whatever. And through two games, it is a failing grade.
Yes.
I'm supposed to suddenly believe that by week six, week seven, that's going to turn around? What evidence do I have to believe that?
Exactly right. There is nothing that we have watched through two games, let alone the eight that preceded this, that would make you think they have the answers to be able to turn this around, whether it be personnel or schematics.
And I'm not going to look at Derek Harmon. I like the pick, but I'm not going to look at Derek Harmon and be like, you know what? He's the fix.
No,
once he's back.
He's not a savior. He's a piece. He's a piece, and he may well wind up being a big piece at some point, but his first career NFL game, he's not going to be the reason the run defense goes from dead ass to one of the best in the NFL. That's unrealistic. You're right. They have tried to mold themselves after the team on the other side of the Commonwealth. That's why Andy Weidel is here. Let's build through the trenches. In the offensive line, they have pedigree. Like, we can't sit here and accuse them of not caring about the offensive line. It's the opposite of that. They've spent two first-round picks on tackle. They spent a second-round pick on their center. They spent money on Isaac Seumalo. And, okay, you're going to cut corners at some point. You're going to try to find the Ramon Foster of the group. And that's McCormick. But four of the five guys are either highly paid or pedigree picks. And the offensive line is one of the worst in the NFL. Defensive line. Keanu Benton, the second-round pick, he's gotten worse each passing year. You've got Cam Hayward. Okay, fine. He's making a lot of money. We have not seen them play anywhere near up to their standards. So you're right. You want to talk about big picture. They have addressed through the draft and free agency and the dollars that they've allocated the trenches, and yet we have – that has bared exactly zero fruit. By the way, on Watt, you bring up Watt in the triple teams. He has beat triple teams his entire career. He's not now. Because he's not the same player he was. And until I see him break out, I think that's what our eyes are telling us. Can he win the one-on-one? Of course. Can he win the two-on-one? Probably. But when it's third down and long and you're chipping him, you got a tight end out there and a tackle, he ain't a spring chicken anymore. And so that calls into question whether or not the $41.5 million is worth spending. Exactly. Exactly.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Here's a question I want to dive into as we move forward, as Mike Sullivan
moving forward
would say. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I don't know how many pro Tomlin people we would hear from today. I'd like to hear from them. What is the pro Tomlin argument anymore? 412-928-9370. We had Get Up on in the studio yesterday. We had Good Morning Football up in the studio yesterday, and they're talking about how bad the defense was. Didn't have the volume on. I'm wondering if they know the real problem, that the problem is the head coach. What is the pro Tomlin argument? I'm lost. 412-928-9370.
It's going to be an interesting batch of calls.
I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear it on the fan hotline.
Unless it is a national football writer or national media member, I feel like people are going to look at you like this.
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know that there is one.
There isn't. Not in this town. Not right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.